man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out.
Can't starve us out, folks. Welcome to the show. Thank you, as always, for joining us here. We are tonight on October 4th, 2017. Boy, Christmas is coming up. My goodness. There goes 2017, Paul.
Yeah, that's right.
The extraordinary year. We've lived through some amazing ones here on this show. Of course, the last two, 2016... what a year. And here we are, the first year of the Trump presidency. With us, Paul, you just heard his voice. Hi, Paul, there in Canada. And hi. George, Paul and I welcome back George after a bit of an odyssey on his part. He's now back in the studio with us, the virtual studio of the air. Hi, George.
Thanks, James. Now I can be George from Georgia. I've been liberated from the People's Republic of too close to D.C.
Okay.
It's almost like getting a pay raise. And right, everybody's okay. Armed. It's good.
All right. Well, here we are, the whole group together, and welcome to join us, folks, out there at our call-in number, 800-313-9443. And we know that's an easy number to remember because yours truly can remember it. I'd like to lead off with a story tonight that goes directly to the heart of the Trump revolution, the Trump phenomenon, and that experience of the last 2 years. And that's the story on the – let me try to remember it here – the deferred action for childhood arrivals. I think I got it right.
DACA.
DACA, yep. And there's a great report tonight, again, where do I find it? Who's got the staff? Who's got the stuff it takes to report on these things? Well, Breitbart does. In this case, John Binder. And these are all paid staff here of Breitbart. This is really something that Steve Bannon's putting together. But John Binder reports in an article up at the top of Breitbart today, chain migration of potentially 19 million foreign nationals would follow amnesty for illegal aliens. That's his headline. He starts. And by the way, we're going to see the number go up here as we talk. It's going to go up from 19 million to, let me add it up here. Let me just do the adding. He may have missed a number here. Let me add them together. Let me see if he missed a number. He may have. It may go up to 23 million. A plan to give a pathway to United States citizenship to young illegal aliens living in the U.S. would automatically come with a potentially unprecedented chain migration of upwards of 10 million foreign nationals under current legal U.S. immigration law. Listen to that carefully. Under current legal U.S. immigration law. So if the DACA If the childhood arrivals, oh, that sounds so innocent. If the childhood arrivals are allowed to get U.S. citizenship, this could lead to, and I'll give you the higher number now, folks, and of course it can go higher than this, but easily under current law and under current practices, 23 million additional U.S. citizens, very few of whom would vote for Donald Trump in the future, and very many of whom would vote for the next wave of Hillary Clinton types. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary, let me see, I'm going to skip down here a little bit. This is now the Migration Policy Institute. Now, I like what this guy Binder has done. He's gone out and done some research here. The Migration Policy Institute estimates that under the DREAM Act, only 1.5 million illegal aliens of the 3.3 million eligible would be placed on a pathway to U.S. citizenship. Under the current legal U.S. immigration system, newly naturalized U.S. citizens are able to sponsor their foreign relatives and bring them to the U.S. That's the very operative sentence there. Now, here we get to the good facts. Forget the Migration Policy Institute. Let's throw that fact, that report away. According to Princeton University researchers, Stacy Carr and Marta Tienda, the average number of family members brought to the U.S. by newly naturalized Mexican immigrants stands at 6.
Oh, my God. They're, at the village.
Yeah, that's a village. It takes a village, folks. Therefore, should all 1.5 million amnestied illegal aliens that are currently registered as DACA children, remember the average age is 25 and some of them are 35, bring 6 relatives each to the U.S., that would constitute a total chain migration of 9 million new foreign nationals entering the U.S. But folks, there's a little mathematical error here, because Binder, great report, but he's not adding the original DACAs to their amnestied relatives. You got to add those two numbers together. You got to add 6 times 1.5, which is 9 million, but add the 1.5 million into that as well. So it's actually 10.5, but it's going to go up. If the number of amnestied illegal aliens who gain a pathway to citizenship under an immigration deal were to rise to the full 3.3 million who would be eligible for DREAM Act amnesty, and folks, it's going to go there, okay? If there's any kind of a deal, don't think for a minute that the deal will be applied by the courts with 100 different La Raza lawyers suing them. It will be applied only to the 1.5 million currently registered. Of course, it'll go way up and easily to the 3.3 million who could register tomorrow. And why are they not rushing to go register? Because they know they don't need to. They know they don't have to. They don't have to sweat any kind of a deadline. They've been watching their fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, cousins, and aunts for 30 years not have to sweat any kind of. There's never been a sweat for them. There's no need to start sweating now. And if each of these 3.3 million brought in 6 foreign family members, the chain migration flow would be 19.8 million. Now, let's do the same exercise we did in the last one. That 19.8 million is 6 times 3.3. Add the 3.3 to that total too. The total migration, folks, let me do it again here, is 23.1 million new American citizens. Holy smokes. Donald Trump has previously stated that an amnesty deal for DACA illegal aliens would have to include a ban on chain migration in order to stop surges of legal immigration to the U.S., though it remains unclear how the administration would enact such a plan without pushing forward and signing Senator Tom Cotton's, Republican of Arkansas, RAISE Act, which fully ends all family-based chain migration. Now, that's what has to happen, folks. The ending of all family-based chain migration. what Tom Cotton of Arkansas wants to do. But let's get to the important fact here that we're talking about. And this is what Binder and our show and the rest of us, we want to get this to the attention of the engineer on our Trump train. This is the passengers now all chanting in unison on the train. Hundreds of cars of this train back. We're all chanting, no, please, no, no DACA. Because what we're looking at here is 23.1 million people who would now have the same power as an American citizen that you have out there in our audience. You and the result of all your ancestors going back, for some of you, 400 years, 300 years, 200 years, all those generations of ancestors of yours would be have no more influence in your vote than the vote of these people, 23.1 million of them, none of whom deserve U.S. citizenship, and all of whom are an alien people who don't share your values, your history. They're not going to vote like you. Go ahead, George.
And in those numbers, it really is and this is the end game of the Immigration Act of 1965. It will be the replacement of the European founding settler people, the replacement of the European majority with a third world majority. That's what this will be.
Yeah. And folks, I mean, think about how obvious this is. The, you know, I said 23.1 million, but that's assuming that all those people we just talked about aren't having children. Of course they are, except for the very oldest ones. They're having children like crazy.
Yeah.
And then it gets worse. It sounds like some sort of a nightmare scenario, which it is.
It is.
Realize, yeah, the guy who has put this together is, the creator of NumbersUSA.com, Roy Beck. The nature of chain migration is exponential. So the 23.1 million people that we're talking about here, the 19.8 in addition to the 3.3, all of those people have the same chain migration powers that the first 3.3 did. It sounds impossible, but no, it's not impossible. And Roy Beck makes the point that with our crazy, insane immigration policies, it's actually possible for the whole world to get into the United States. The whole entire world, every single person can get chain migrated in because they're the father, mother, cousin, son, etc. of somebody, or of somebody who's a father or mother, son to somebody else, and they can all get in here. So that this has to stop. But anyway, that's a report from the Princeton University. I don't think there'll be any right wingers anywhere on the campus of Princeton University among the academics. But Stacey Carr and Marta Tienda, who herself sounds like a Hispanic with that name, Tienda, they themselves say the facts are this. And Mr. President, that's what we want you to hear. For every one of the DACAs that are let in by any kind of a deal, six more are sure to arrive behind them. And that would be the end of, that would be the end of any kind of presidency like yours. It wouldn't be possible with that many hostile people coming in. So anyway, I'd throw that one out there.
We need Senator Cotton on the air with us.
Yes. So that's a good story to talk about. Let me go to our call-in board here. Let me look at it here. And boy, it's really nice to have you with us again, George, after a week-long absence. Very nice. The other reports I'll bring it to you tonight. I've got one upstairs talking about, again, the things that Donald Trump ran on as the engineer there in the locomotive, bringing us on board the train as passengers. And I'll talk about getting some conductors and brakemen on that train that are also trained philosophy and getting people who don't agree with it off the train. So we don't want conductors and brakemen who do not agree with the Trump philosophy and the Trump program that we voted for, most importantly. We'll talk about that a little bit tonight. One of the things Donald Trump talked about is saving our jobs for our people, saving our prosperity, just we need that prosperity in order to achieve the things we want to achieve. There is a report about IBM tonight. Let me see if I got it. Oh, I think it's right over here on my printer. Let me look at it. If I'm lucky, I've got it right here. Let's see here. Okay. I think I've actually got it sitting upstairs in the printer upstairs, but I can just tell you from memory, this is an amazing story. IBM. Now, could you think of more of an company representing what our civilization and our achievements are, more representative of this than IBM, International Business Machines? The foundation of the whole computer revolution. Well, here's the latest news from IBM. They have 130, this is a story that came out of India. Some reporter in India put this story together. Bless his little heart. He was all full of himself bragging about the fact that IBM now has 130,000 employees in India. And that those employees make anywhere from one-fifth to one-half the pay that their counterparts in America make. So think about that number, 130,000. How many employees do you think IBM now has in the United States? Far fewer. He doesn't give the exact number. Far fewer than 100,000. And in the last few years, they've let go. They've fired 30,000 in the United States. And they have a total employment of about 300,000. So, folks, talk about the, you know, and you have people saying, well, we've lost our manufacturing. We still have these really important intellectual jobs and these great white collar jobs. It's, no, folks, there's not much manufacturing going on with IBM. They're not pouring any steel or, making any concrete at IBM. 130,000 really choice jobs are in India. And the motivation, simply you heard it, you saw it there, pay that's one-fifth to one-half of that of an America. Donald Trump has pledged to reverse this process. So there's a latest data point there on that. And, of course, the Peter Navarro, this fantastic man that Donald Trump appointed to head our trade policy, he makes the point in Death by China and in Crouching Tiger, these two books with accompanying movies, fantastic movies, which you can watch on YouTube, must viewing. He makes the point that if you lose your manufacturing, you also necessarily lose your research and development. The two go hand in hand. You can't keep one without the other. And the when the R&D goes to China or to India, watch out. And by the way, another surprising fact on India, are you ready for this? The population in China is now 1.4 billion. But guess what the largest nation on earth is slated to be if the birth trends continue? It's a done deal. It's a certainty that India will actually pass China. Can you imagine this? Nations that have 4 to 5 times our population and that are creating a middle class based on the money they're getting from products they sell to us, the wages we send to them that IBM must ship over aircraft loads of cash over to India every month to pay for these employees. So there's another story there.
And most Indians convert their cash to gold and hide it.
Right. wow. So that's another story. Let's see. I'll throw another story here on... let's see here. I found another really good one. I'm going to share it with you. George or Paul, you got anything you want to throw on, any logs you want to throw on the fire? We've got a break coming up. Good chance for you to call, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break with more to think about.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. Lines are open at 800-313-9443. You'd like to call in. Another story that, of course, is huge is what went on in Las Vegas. And Paul and George, the tragic event in which I don't know what the total is now, if it's 58 or 59 or some other number. Maybe you as a caller are more current on that. But a tragically large number of people. I looked at the pictures that are on the online, and it's and they have bios of some of the people. Just a selection of overwhelmingly white country music fans from as far away as Tennessee and Alaska. A lot of them have drove out from California, and I haven't seen pictures of any children. Thank goodness, I haven't seen any pictures of children, but. I don't know that they would even put such things up, but a lot of young people, but all ages, the media in its anti-gun and all of its other crusades that they're running on, all of their programs, they're having a hard time figuring out how they're going to play this event, because the shooter appears to be. What do we know about the guy? His love interest is a Filipina. I saw an article today, George and Paul, in which her brother, in a media interview, said that he got a call from her saying, don't worry. The first thing she said when they had their first conversation after this event is, don't worry, I can fix this. Whoa. I mean, what? It's not the conversation you'd expect to start out with. But the she apparently, or $100,000 was sent by this guy. He had a lot of money, real estate worth millions. Not a right winger. No connection to us patriots of any kind. So this is how does the left fit this into their right wing gun nut narrative? Nothing fits in here. He's shooting right wing white people. And he's been there. He camped out at that Mandalay Hotel Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which means that all day Friday, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday, he was watching Jason Aldean and Big and Rich and other country acts and he had scopes and scoped rifles in his hotel room there on the 32nd floor. So he had a front row seat at this concert, and he's looking down there in crowds of, what were they? White people. 22,000 white people, with a very few number of others. I didn't see a single black face in all the people who were shot. I didn't see any obviously Asian person. There were a couple, like two maybe Hispanics, who were, you know, fairly white looking. And but it was overwhelmingly that crowd. You can just, you know, sad to say, that was that shooting looks like it was a pretty random survey of who was there. That was a white crowd. So shooter shooting white Donald Trump supporter supporting right wingers. Himself, he started out working for the post office. Then he got a job with the IRS. Then he started buying properties and renting them out, and made millions in real estate, two airplanes, Asian girlfriends, sends big chunk of money before the shooting to this Asian girl. My point being this, he spent several days watching those cheering, happy, clapping white folks. Can you imagine the evil of this, knowing I'm going to be shooting, killing as many of these people as I can, probably contemplating when they found him dead, he still had thousands of rounds of ammo around him. He fired some incredible number off during his shooting spree. And then another thing I read, somebody says that in one of the pictures of his body with blood near him, also near him was a note. Somebody says there was a note. So I hope that is true, and that something will come out of that note. But the left's having a hard time plugging this into their anti-white narrative. We'll be back right after this break, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in here on the Trump Phenomenon. And we've got a caller, George and Paul. George in Texas is on the line. Can you hear us, George?
Yes, I can.
What's on your mind tonight? Well, thank you.
Well, you know, it's just thing is, it's Wednesday now, and you know what really made me mad is like the bodies haven't assumed room temperature and haven't made it to the morgue, and the Democrats are calling for gun control. And I hate to say this, but you know, I don't care how many laws they put on the books, that would not have stopped this from happening. You know, it's the individual. It's not the gun. You know.
Yes. But, yes. Well, the you know, one thing that you know, we were wondering, how did this guy? I think probably half the people in the audience are familiar with this, and I'm not giving you anything new. But apparently, they found in the luxurious hotel room where this guy had been watching all these white people for 3 full days, planning how he was going to kill them. So, folks, we're looking at a. You know, he's a white man, yes, just as the shooter who tried to execute right-wing congressman at that baseball field in outside of Washington, D.C., and who did shoot Steve Scalise. He was a white man. What kind of white man? A white liberal. You know, somebody like Madonna or, Rosie O'Donnell or other. You know, there are white people that are left-wingers. How about Hillary Clinton for size? So this is a... But how does this fit into the narrative of the left? It doesn't. That the greatest mass murder shooter in American history looks like he's going to turn out to be a lefto multi-culti guy. Now, why am I safe in calling him a multi-culti person? Well, he's 64 or something like that, and he's his only love interests are Filipinas.
Apparently she's a long-time girlfriend. The other thing is, ISIS is claiming him as one of their soldiers. ISIS does not claim every incident as theirs.
This one, Paul, I'll tell you what, I'm going to throw some skepticism on that, only because no fact has emerged. All we have is their claim. The fact that this guy practices diversity is a demonstrated fact. That we've got that one solid in the bag. He is a multi-culti practitioner. You know, people are wondering, well, what are his beliefs? Let's see. Do I know one of his beliefs? If his love life involves not white women but Filipinas, do I know anything about his beliefs? I think I do. And what Trump's guy says he's all for law and order, but then we look at his rap sheet and he's got a series of bank robberies. What tells you what he really believes? The bank robberies or the fact that he votes for law and order? Okay, this guy is a multiculturalist. He practices it, so that puts him on the left. He's not a right winger, and the. So we've got that, Paul, for sure. And that's one we can talk about authoritatively. If something materializes in another direction, on the subject of religion, the people around him who, fortunately, there are people around him who are talking about him, some of whom are credible, like his own family, for instance, they said that he was basically irreligious. They haven't mentioned any church attendance or religious practice of any kind. Basically just a hedonist with his Asian girlfriend, where he spent a lot of time in Las Vegas gambling his millions of dollars. And we can also say, again, can I say this? I mean, do I have evidence of this, or is this just Kelso, speculating that he hated white people? How do you sit there and pull the trigger? And he probably intended to kill hundreds of white people, and he knew he was killing white people. He'd been studying their faces, their laughing, smiling faces, singing along for 3 days. This guy hated us. Was he a white man? Well, technically, yes. But this was a self-hating, this was an anti-white, lefto, multi-culti person, and the left... Now, you mentioned the first thing they did was call for new forms of gun control. They've got to work this into their narrative. And this guy now takes the cake. He is the all-time greatest mass killer in American history. So, we'll do everything to hang on to our Second Amendment rights. And then just the technicality, we were wondering, how could this guy be firing at full auto speed? And it turns out, I was wondering about it during the show when we were thinking about that. I was looking at a report where somebody said that he could be using a bump stock device and something that just mounts on your gun, not your gun, folks, but on his. And every time it fires, it bumps his shoulder with a recoil, creating a tremendous one-squeeze effect where his finger is automatically boom, boom, boom. The gun is bumping his finger rather than his finger bumping the trigger. And it creates a tremendous, like 5 rounds a second type rate of fire, which is at full auto type speed. And so I think, Paul, we'll probably see, do patriots need bump stock devices? No, there's no need for those. So those will probably be banned utterly in the United States. You won't see another one of those sold.
Can I?
Go ahead, George.
Well, last October 2nd was the day, Texas anniversary of the Battle of Gonzales, where they say, come and take it. And this weekend, there's going to be a lot of celebrations going on. So I would suggest if anybody's going to these celebrations, you better be packing, because I will tell you, it'll be, you know, I can just see, you know, because Antifa and the left are planning on going out at festivals and events to try to create some bloodshed. And, you know, I think we have to be armed. And also, too, I blame the entertainment industry, because Comedy Central and some of these late-night talk shows are pushing the propaganda to try to wind up these mental cases and go out and do this stuff. They should be held accountable, too.
Yeah. Well, now, so, you know, just speculate. Yeah. If one new angle, you know, it really is an angle we're talking about, was that this guy was at 300 yards range and he was 32 stories up. There was no way anybody, even a sharpshooter, could have gotten him. So, and what he did, apparently, the police, you know, great job by the police. They were trying to fire and blast their way into that guy's room. He shot one of the police through the door. And he had three cameras rigged up, so he was actually watching the police in the hallway. This guy was so premeditated, it's unbelievable. But before they could get through the door, he killed himself. And it took them some minutes to blast their way through his door, and a SWAT team, right after the policeman got shot, a very brave SWAT team member ran right in there, and then, you know, the next thing, the guy shoots himself. But my point being this, in terms of people being afraid or worried about attending events, if this guy had been at ground level, he would have been mowed down very quickly by those very same police. Even if the crowd was, I don't know whether the crowd was able to be armed there in Nevada or not. They probably were. But,
yes.
Okay. But so I, you know, if there's a caution there, you know, I guess people are going to look at tall buildings with hotel rooms.
You're all over that, James. Who would want to go to a concert that's adjacent to a 30-story building now, anywhere in the country? The guy's just giving you the template of how to do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can be sure that this Highway 91, I think is the name of the festival, if it's ever held again, it won't be held there right below that Mandalay Hotel. It'll be held in some open area. If you try to think about what did this guy do that was so different, it wasn't that he had an automatic, effectively. Well, he did something new. Nobody's ever seen a bump stock before in a shooting incident. So that gave the effect of automatic fire. I think I'm not going to get all upset if Congress, passes something banning the bump stock. I don't see how that can be avoided. Are we going to miss bump stocks? I don't know.
You've got to fight everything. I think you've got to fight everything. But I keep coming back to this point, but Newsweek online is reporting that he was a recent convert to Islam.
Really?
Well, but Paul, is there any evidence? I mean, that was an early report that, as far as I know, there's no evidence that he has any connection to Islam or to ISIS.
Well, I don't have. I don't have any independent evidence either. Let me throw out another thing that.
Oh, but by the way, there is, folks. His girlfriend is a Filipina, and is there a Muslim connection in the Philippines? Huge.
There's a big terrorist, a Muslim terrorist movement, and one of the that's one of the good things. Their newly elected president Duterte has taken on not only going after drug pushers, but the Muslim terrorists. I think it was on the island of Mindanao. They're terrorists, but they're also criminals. They make quite a large amount of money by kidnapping people. They kidnapped and murdered two Canadians who wouldn't pay the ransom or couldn't pay enough of the ransom. That's another interesting possibility. There's another thing that I think is worth, you know, mulling over. His father was a notorious bank robber. And in 1969, J. Edgar Hoover put him on the 10 most wanted list. He'd escaped custody. He was a career criminal and a very violent man. I know people, I mean, some people would not agree with, you know, the bad seed argument or genetics. It's worth a thought. Apparently, the other brother, the one in Florida, is a fine, upstanding citizen. But the shooter listed himself as a professional gambler, and this has been established. He was a high-stakes gambler, and he must have been fairly good because he owned quite a bit of property in and around Las Vegas and in Florida. So, I'm not offering a firm conclusion, but one thought out there is perhaps he wanted to, there's sometimes a rivalry between sons and fathers. Could he have wanted to do something that would be far more famous than his, sort of petty criminal father who once made the FBI most wanted list? Just a thought.
Ed Paul, that's completely substantiated. Would that make for a dysfunctional, unbalanced person to have your mother telling you later in life when he was a teenager, his mother told him, your dad actually was a bank robber. He didn't die in an industrial accident the way I told you when you were a baby. And could that make him be a very off person? Yes, it could. But the possibility there, he met the Filipina when she was, in fact, a hostess catering to these high roller Las Vegas gamblers. That's how she met him. But there is a very important Islamic terrorism connection in the Philippines, very big in the Philippines. If it turns out that she or her family or anything have any connection to that, that becomes an interesting, very interesting thing.
That must have been a few years ago, because she looks as though she's got a fair number of miles on her. I can't imagine her being a hostess today.
Yes, not an attractive woman. Not an attractive woman at all. But this guy, I'm saying that, ipso facto, Paul, if a guy is mowing down people that he's been watching, there's no spontaneous nature to this. There's no impulsive nature. This guy's watching the people he knows he's going to kill for 3 days. And these are white people. I say, just, that is, an ipso facto, this guy hates us. He hates white people so much that he wants to gun as many down of us as he can. And he's also targeting right-wing white people. So,
it was fairly similar to the Scalise affair.
Yes, it is.
Representative Scalise had a few things to say about it today. It was good to see he's back on his feet.
Oh, what's your report on – can you give us just a little thumbnail of that?
Well, he was interviewed on Fox News. He was – I'm going to have to dig it up because I was only reading the closed caption. But, they went looking for him, and he said, yeah, this is reminiscent of, being a defenseless individual with this very cowardly person opening fire on me.
Okay, so Steve Scalise himself, folks, is drawing a parallel. George, thank you for that. I did not know. It's very good to know that Scalise is in good shape to go on and do an interview. And we need him. And he himself is drawing a parallel, folks, between his shooting event and this one. Let's go to George. Did you have any last thought before we go to John in Colorado?
Well, if you just type in Steve Scalise, still convalescing Steve Scalise reflects on Las Vegas, his own shooting, and his life ahead, even the Washington Compost. So he had a lot of things to say. He's all over the place.
Okay,
people, Watchit News, Twitter, and he does have some things to say about this. I think research and do it in depth on Sunday.
It's good that he's able to get into the news now, because that's another shooting incident. How does the left work the Scalise story into their narrative? They've got to disarm all these violent, nasty, racist right wingers. Well, now they've got two left wingers. Two multiculturalists who are out there trying to shoot congressmen and as many white people as they can. This is not helping the left's BS narrative. I was referring to George in Texas there. George, are you still there? Do you have any last thought?
Let's move on.
Okay, he's gone. Let's go to John in Colorado. John?
Yeah, you're on the air. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
can
John.
Can you hear me
okay? Thank you for calling. We hear you perfectly.
This thing is there's so many problems with this whole thing, and I want to get to the root of it. The root is You have a dead man in a hotel room. There's nobody that saw him shoot. There's no evidence that he shot. And so we don't have a clue.
Okay, now, John, pardon me for rushing you because of the time factors here. But I hear you heading towards a false flag narrative.
Well, no, that's what I think, because I believe there's multiple shooters.
Okay, now, on the question of no one saw him shoot, there is video out right now on YouTube of cops on their phones talking of spotting gun flash from those windows.
I'm not saying that they didn't come from that room, but there's no evidence that the guy that was dead in the room actually did the shooting.
Well, he had cameras hooked up. I think we're going to have some evidence in the next 48 hours. We'll be right back, folks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Thank you, George. Let me play a little audio here for pointing out that Steve Scalise was on the air today. Here's Steve Scalise, who was shot by a 66-year-old white guy with a semi-auto gun. Does Steve Scalise think we ought to get rid of semi-auto guns and destroy the Second Amendment?
Not on your life.
Listen to Steve Scalise. Here's what he has to say today.
I think it's fortified it because, first of all, you've got to recognize that, you know, when there's a tragedy like this, the first thing we should be thinking about is praying for the people who were injured and doing whatever we can to help them, to help law enforcement. We shouldn't first be thinking of promoting our political agenda.
Well, inevitably, questions about the second.
We didn't get to what he said there. Here's what he said. He said, look at some of those gun control bills, Scalise said today. Those bills wouldn't have done anything to stop this. The gunman actually cleared background checks. He said to promote some kind of gun control is the wrong way to approach this. And frankly, what I experienced was when there was a shooter, thank goodness we had police people there with their own guns. Saved his life, folks, and the lives of other congressmen, including Rand Paul. So that's good that Steve Scalise got on the air today, Paul. That's a good antidote to the inevitable cry for get rid of the Second Amendment. We've got one other caller who might be able to get in a couple of seconds before we've got to go. Rob in New Jersey just dialed in. Rob, are you there?
Jamie?
Yes, Rob.
Yes, I was going to say that Paul was accurate in describing his father. You know, his father was a bank robber, and he on his wanted poster, it said, warning, he was a diagnosed psychopath. I don't know if that's psychiatric or if it's genetic, but, you know, and some of the people, witnesses, said there were multiple shooters. And there was one shooter on the fourth floor.
Well, okay, maybe my reading's not as extensive as yours on this, but I think, you know, even if there's another I haven't seen that. But the point being, I'm trying to going to what we've got, which I think is for sure. Just as that shooter of Steve Scalise, that's a for sure, white guy.
I think you're right. That this was he was a registered Democrat when he lived in Florida, and on his Facebook page, he had said he was proud to be a Democrat. I think
okay.
He targeted conservative voters and the people that are pro-Trump, and it would be a perfect venue to have it for him to choose a country western concert.
Yes.
And it wasn't just
I think
white
what we've
people,
got here...
incidentally, it was black people, too. A few black people were shot.
Okay, I've looked at they're putting up pictures of the crowd that was shot, the people that were shot. It's overwhelmingly white. The event was overwhelmingly
absolutely,
white.
Yes.
Just about every country music event is overwhelmingly white. And so the what the left has got to deal with now is that the greatest mass shooters in American history are now turning out to be enraged anti-Trumpers and anti-white left-wingers.
How about that?
Yes. How about that, Rob? Rob, thank you for calling
How about
in.
That?
And yeah, we'll pick this up again tomorrow night. Thank you, George. Welcome back, George, and from Georgia. Paul, thank you. Rob, thank you. We'll see you all tomorrow night.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.